Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Exodus 11 verse 1 to Exodus 11 verse 10. There we go! That's the deity we've all come to know and love. Kill the innocents! Packard and I had a bet. We're in the money, suckers!
Hello and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. Well, we're climbing the volcano.
And throwing ourselves in because we're sick and tired of reading the book.
I think I'd rather go swimming in lava than finish reading this book. But although the beer can I live in, it feels like I'm in the lava tube anyway. So, hey.
I got to say, the lava pools are closed, though, this time of year. There's no lifeguards. So.
Yeah, they had a hard time getting lifeguards for this. Like, fuck, you want to swim? Want me to swim in what? No. No. Now, so anyway, we're starting fresh with Exodus 12. I know Exodus 11 was incredibly short. That should have been even a chapter. It should have been that should have been a pamphlet. You know, they should have actually intertwined that into Exodus 10.
A fire.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. A business card.
A business card. It was almost a business card sized episode.
Compared to the rest of this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although the rest of this is extremely padded, so.
Yeah, oh, the Bible padded? No, Connie. Don't tell me. Say it isn't so.
If this was a junior high dance, it would be the girl with a ton of tissue stuffed in there.
Well, look at all those. I don't remember that girl being so stacked. What happened? She blossomed like between Fayette and the dance tonight. What the hell?
Oh, well. Yeah, Exodus.
I think there's a size double X now. What the hell?
Well, we know that if anybody gets a cold, we can go to her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, I need a tissue. Okay. Tissue. Pull one out of her shirt.
Goes in an X, comes out an A.
Yeah.
Well, chapter 12, verse 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying...
Broken sentence. I love it when they just do that. There's like, and say, they start saying something. It's like that we have to be told they're saying something. And yeah. And then they just drop it right there, and they go into the next line and put it as another verse. And it shouldn't be that way. They should just meld this right into one verse. But no, that'd be too easy.
Yeah.
12:2. This mouth shall be made for sucking. No,
jeez.
This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Okay, so we're just gonna throw the whole fucking calendar out, and we're just gonna start. It's like, well, you know what? I didn't like the way the other calendar was, just because, you know, it made sense. So we're just gonna start fresh, and today is your first. Today is January 1st, or whatever month they decide to go with.
Because this is so important to you. What you're doing is so earth-shattering that we're gonna rearrange calendars.
Right. Yeah. That's not how that works. You can say you want to, but yeah, that's like saying, okay, well, I just got out of prison, and you know what? I'm starting fresh. So today, even though it's June 4th, then today is actually January 1st because I'm starting fresh out. And if everybody else disagrees with my calendar, well, then too bad. Whatever.
They're hoping it'll catch on.
Yeah, they're hoping it'll
become
on.
A thing.
Yeah.
12:3. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house.
Okay, that's weird. See, now this is where they said the saying thing. See, they could have did that in 12:1 and 12:2, but no. They didn't figure this out until 12:3. Fuckers.
Yeah.
let's see here. 12:4. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbors next unto his house take it according to the number of souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. So if your house, like if you're living in a, I don't know, a refrigerator box, you don't have a place to keep a lamb. You just get it. It's like, nope, you don't have no place to keep a lamb. So give it to your neighbor. Because even though it was yours, you got to give it to your neighbor.
I think they're talking about they all share. And just like, this is a potluck, I guess. The first potluck. Yay.
And they're serving lamb.
Yep. 12:5, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats.
I'm sorry. Are baby goats called lambs too?
Well, evidently.
That's weird. I've never heard that before.
It has to be without blemish. I wonder.
What do they consider blemish?
Probably lame or blind. I don't know if it has to be all one color, but I would say it can't be handicapped. So.
Well, I can understand that. You know, because we don't want to eat anything that's screwed up in any way. We want to make it suffer. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, Christians would say, well, this is supposed to be a type of Jesus. And so Jesus was without blemish. He was without sin.
Yeah.
That's what's taught.
Yeah, that's what's taught. Yeah, no, I get that. 12:6, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Because... don't want to kill it during breakfast time because that's when you're hungry, you know. That's what they say. You don't go to the grocery store when you're hungry, so we want to kill it at night when we're really hungry. So this way, like, oh, I just got to eat this thing now. Oh, dee, 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 dee. You know, go on Norman Bates on it. Wink, 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 wink.
Now I'm imagining a little lamb showering. And... Twelve seven, and they shall take the blood of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it.
No, that's just freaky weird.
When they say evening, I'm pretty sure they must mean like afternoon, because if you still have to eat this lamb, you've got to, you know, butcher it and then you have to, you know, prep and then you have to cook it. So.
Right, which is going to take a while. I mean, it takes me a good 20 minutes just to cook a little steak. Sometimes. I mean, geez.
Well, and as I understand it, the lamb is roasted whole. Mm-hmm. It's on a spit.
Yeah. That's got to take...
a cross-shaped spit, of course.
That's got to take some time.
Yeah. Yeah, actually. It would. I would think it would.
Yeah, so... anyway, these particular lines, it says, God tells the Israelites to smear blood on their doors. That way, when he's going to go around killing later, God... the Egyptian children later, he'll remember not to kill all their children too. He probably said to himself when he saw the blood, oh yeah, I remember now. I'm not supposed to kill the children in this house, and make sure that the sacrifice is a male lamb. Only male lambs are good enough for God.
Males in general. Yeah. Only males are good enough for God.
That tells me God is gay. This is screaming God is gay because he loves the males. I'm just saying.
Blood and men.
Yes, blood and men. And the fact is that God has to be reminded on which children are his children as far as, you know, his favorites. Because if you, let's just say, for example, you didn't get the message, or let's just say that you're like, oh, I don't want to go touching blood or some shit. And you didn't put the thing over your roof or over the doorway or whatever. And or you're just like, oh, that's just going to clash with the paint. I don't know. So you just don't bother doing it. And then he kills your kid. And you go, God, why did you do this? It's like, well, you didn't put the blood on there, so it's your fault. No, you killed my kid. That's still your fault.
Okay.
And the fact that you didn't remember who the hell I was. I mean, I was just at mass with you yesterday. I even said hi and gave you a beer. Come on now.
Meanwhile, this week, all the parents of really unruly children said, you better behave yourself or I'm not going to put the butt on the doorpost.
No, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. That'd be a great comedian. That'd be a great joke. It's like, hey, bear, be careful. Hey, kid, I know you've been acting up in school. If you don't, God's coming tonight. So if I don't put that smear on there, guess who's going to die? Because, you know, you can make jokes about killing children, just don't actually do it, and everybody thinks it's hilarious. And just when you do it about animals, then everybody fucking freaks out. So
you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not proud.
Or I'll make no blood for you tonight, or whatever.
That's right.
Where we leave off, 8. 12, mm-hmm. 8. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire. Oh, thanks. I'm glad. Thanks for telling me how to roast it with fire. I was going to roast it by farting on it. And unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs, they shall eat it. Okay. Alrighty. Well, I suppose, you know, make sure, you know, the bitter batter makes it better. I don't know.
I actually know all of the reasons for that, but...
Well, where are they?
Well, unleavened bread is because they had to leave in such a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, it also becomes that yeast is a type of sin. You know, I something for sin, and it gets in, and it, you know, it causes other things to happen. And bitter herbs was something about their years of slavery, which Egypt didn't have slave. Their bitter years in Egypt and all the bad things that happened to them is symbolic.
We're going to eat this bitter thing because we had a bad time.
Yes.
Oh, and yeah. That makes a whole lot of sense. We had a really bad time, so let's make our food taste horrible just to remind us of it. What kind of psychology is this? I mean, it's like you don't want to have yourself remember good things. You don't want to enjoy yourself, even the littlest things. That's really fucking stupid. I'm sorry.
Well, Egypt took them in when they were starving.
Yeah.
I guess nobody remembers that story. They're just busy telling all the stories about whole thing.
Well, I don't know if they were starving. I mean, they just... Yeah, no, you're right. They took them in when they were starving because there was that famine.
When the famine was going on. They had food. I'm sorry. There were probably other people who were starving if this was a real thing.
Right.
They were strangers and they needed help in Egypt.
Right. And then until they had to tell everybody to turn in all their sheep and goats for food.
I wonder why that was. Oh, yeah, because Joseph didn't tell anybody else to go plant more food so that they'd have enough for this coming worldwide drought, right?
Right.
So this is their own problem. They created this problem for themselves. They're the reason that they're stuck there.
Yep.
Not the Pharaoh.
Right.
Anyway. 12:9. Eat not of it raw nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs and with the pertinence thereof.
Yeah, make sure you don't eat that meat raw. Well, thanks. I was going to have a wildcat burger, but, you know, just in case. But, hey, I'm glad you had to tell me not to eat it, you know, raw.
Or not steamed. I wonder... Yeah. Well, I wonder what that was. And what is pertinence?
That's a good question. I'm not really sure here. The pertinence thereof, you know, the way they've got this worded, it sounds like they say that they have to tie the goat up, you know, from head to toe, you know, like they take the like they're hog tying them and so forth.
Yeah,
it's an obsolete word.
Yeah, I'm just looking at that.
Yeah, it's it's the animal's viscera or internal organs, especially the heart, liver, and lungs. Oh, lummy. Yummy.
The whole shebang.
Yeah. That's really weird. That's the fact is that...
Well, we don't eat offal, which is, you know, another term for all of the internal organs.
Yeah.
We really don't eat that here.
Well, if you eat brats, you do. That's the intestines of animals.
Casings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The casings on good meat like that. Yeah. It's made from
Or chitlins. I'm not a big chitlin eater myself, but that is basically some of the innards, you know.
So, I've never had soul food.
I've never had chitlins either. I've heard of it, but I have never. You have to cook them a certain way, otherwise you just like die, I guess. I don't know. 12:10.
What's that?
12.
Go ahead.
12:10. And ye shall not let nothing of it remain until the morning. And which remaineth of it until the morning, ye shall burn with fire. Again, they're telling us that we have to burn things with fire. Like, are they this stupid that they don't know things burn with fire? Or are they just going to point at it and go, burn, baby, burn?
Well, which is it? Either you have to eat the whole thing, or if there's, but then they say, well, but if anything is remaining, just burn it up.
Right.
I don't know. It's sort of a suggestion. It's not a commandment.
Right.
12:11, and thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
Eat it quickly. We don't want, because you're going to get indigestion if you eat it really quick.
So you're going to get the hiccups.
Yeah.
You're going to get a stomach ache. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, God, for telling us to eat it really quick, because they know, we know that, that eating food up really quickly is really bad for you. So more things the Bible gets wrong. Just saying.
Yep.
12:12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt at this night. I'm sorry. Let me start that again, because I'm adding extra syllables in here. 12:12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Okay, so people would say, well, there's only one God. Well, this God, even this God believes in other gods, because he says there's the gods of Egypt.
He acknowledges them. Does yep. that mean it's just because they believe in them, or does it mean that they actually exist?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just, personally, it sounds like he's saying, yeah, these things are real.
Yeah, those other gods are just as real as I am, but they're not as powerful as I am. Now, there's a notation here, ask how many gods there are. Now, in the book, it's a lot of places it says there is only one God. A lot of places in Deuteronomy, there's just so many here. I'm not even going to list them all. There's Deuteronomy, 1 Kings, Isaiah, Mark, John, and 1 Corinthians. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 different places where it says there's only one God. But holy crap. Wow. Holy shit, there's even way too many to count here. Well, if I wanted to sit here and count them all day. It says there are several gods. Let's see here. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. Holy shit. There are 40 other places in the Bible that says there is more than one God.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot. I didn't even know that. I know that they sometimes mention it because, you know, says no. When he later on, he says, you have no other gods before me.
Well,
because,
and I think about. And I think about Genesis, let us make mm-hmm. man in our image.
Right.
That's immediately that. But that's really the only verse I can, you know, that comes to mind. Like I said, other than the commandment.
Right.
Apologetics say that have no other gods before me just means that don't put, you know, don't make football your god, be it church on Sunday or
right.
something like that.
Yeah.
That's how you interpret it.
Right. 13.
Okay. 13, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt.
You know, I was always told that, well, the way I learned it anyway, God himself didn't come down and do this. But he like sent a messenger of death or a special messenger because God was too busy, you know, spinning Jupiter or some shit. So he was sent somebody else. But here it shows that he's actually doing it.
Well, when it actually comes to the part where here in the next chapter mm-hmm. when this happens, I think that it'll say what it is. Because I seem to remember also that it wasn't God himself, but it was some kind of a spirit that he sent.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's just that the fact is that he had reminded that bothers me that it was like, God is supposed to be all knowing. Why would this even be necessary? If God is,
knows who, yeah.
I think this was really actually a message to the people who are actually coming in to do this. Because remember, we mentioned about coming into, they were stealing and casing the houses and things like this.
Yeah, I suggested that that could be what was really happening.
Yep. And you suggested that. And because we want to know whose houses is whose, because when we come into the up to the door, we want to make sure we know who's the one that we need to kill to prove that God, their God is real. This isn't this is not proof of a God. This is proof of terrorism.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. This sucks.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry. I meant to say we did that as we said that.
But
yeah, we were speculating about that.
You're right that you did. You did.
Well, I think
that,
I brought
so,
it up.
Yeah.
We were on a roll. So.
Yeah. 12:14, and this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. They had to change. They had to separate it out forever.
Tomorrow and forever.
Right. You know, and the other thing is, if I was in Egypt at this time and I was Egyptian, I'd be going, okay, what's with all the blood on the doorways? I mean, we have to get the cleaning up crew out here in the morning now because you guys are fucking around. I don't know. Is this some kind of like Israelite thing or whatever? I don't know. What the hell are you people doing? But, you know, that's what their mind was going through. It's like, oh, those crazy Hebrews are doing something weird again.
Yeah. What's with this?
Is this like a new thing? Is this something we should like? Is this like the new colored socks they've been wearing? I mean, they're all multicolored now for some reason.
You know, like all cults, they have their special days and their special ceremonies, mm-hmm. and the ways that they are special and they're chosen, and everybody else isn't.
Yeah.
This is the start of a cult.
Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. This is the start of a cult.
12:15, 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread for the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. This is the thing about the yeast.
Okay. Is this leavened bread or unleavened bread?
Yeah, you should eat unleavened bread. And they're also supposed to clean their house of all leaven, of all
I don't understand why they think that the leavened bread's going to cause a certain thing, that it's going to affect your soul. It might make you fatter, but it's not going to affect your soul because there's no fucking such thing as a soul.
As far as I don't know that much about Judaism. I just know that this is a symbol of sin.
Yeah. Well, the thing is here, how many days, there's a little notation here, it says, how many days is unleavened bread supposed to be eaten during the Passover? Now, later on in Deuteronomy 16:8, it says just for 6 days. But in Exodus 12:15, which we just read, mm-hmm. later on in 13:6:20, this one's also Exodus. Exodus 23:15, Leviticus 23:6, and Deuteronomy 16:3, that says you have to eat them for 7 days. So we've got another contradiction. Why am I not surprised?
Yeah.
It's like they didn't read back properly or just forgot what they were writing about. 12:16, and in the first day there shall be an holy convocation. I got it right. Yay.
Yay.
And in the seventh day there shall be an holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done for you. So we're going to just pick a day out of the week and say, no work for me. You know, if you like make a fire or things like that, then that's called work. That's considered a work. So you can't do that. And that makes God unhappy. Yeah, that's like... We've covered this covered on the other show that we do, that people have started, they can't, this is the Jewish way of thinking, that because they can't do a thing on a Sunday or Saturday or whatever, so they start their objects up, like fire or whatever, cooking the day before, they just turn it on.
Yeah. So, yeah, and Hasidic Jews still do this.
And a family had died because... the house started on fire because they started because their heating plate malfunctioned and it killed them all there. So this is a stupid thing. If you need to cook something, just fucking cook it that day. Don't start it up the day before or whatever. It's just so stupid. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is the whole thing. The whole thing with the Jewish people doing this. I'm sorry if you think that's funny. I think it's hilarious that they're doing this. I think it's incredibly stupid. And if you're having a problem with it, well, write us send us an email at tapnw@gmail.com.
Well, the problem is that, like they said here, if somebody's not going to do that, then you cut them off. They don't get to be a part of the group. And these kind of restrictions, these kind of dietary or activity restrictions, mm-hmm. this is what proves you to be a more dedicated and a follower. And it's just a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
I've never been a joiner. I don't really like clubs and things. And part of the reason is I just don't see any reason to, you know, mold myself into some other kind of mold, you
right.
know, it's no.
Yeah, no, I get that.
That says the person who was a Christian for 40 plus years.
Yeah, no, I get
that. Except for that one.
Yeah, except for that one. I'm never a joiner except for that one.
Oh, let me get this log out of my eyes, speaking of verses.
17.
12:17, and ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in the selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever.
Yeah, there's that broken
two
word.
Words.
Two words, forever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Forever.
I brought your armies out of the land. Oh,
oh
now
my
these,
God.
Now, yeah, now, what are these people from California? Oh, my God.
God.
Okay, now they're talking about bringing armies out of Egypt. Okay, now first it's just a bunch of people that want to go and worship their imaginary sky daddy. And now it's like, now we are an army. Okay, well, that escalated quickly.
You know, maybe the Pharaoh was not wrong to say, they're getting bigger in number and they might actually overthrow us.
You know, he should have said, handed out condoms. Here, use this.
Well, yeah, here you use this.
Condoms.
They needed more than an abstinence-only program over there in
Absolutely.
The Israelite camp.
Right. I'm sorry. That must have been me. I could have sworn I had that sound shut off. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, where were we? 12:18?
Yes.
Okay. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at even... This is goddamn weird. Ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at even. What the fuck day is this?
From the 14th to the 21st, you're going to just eat. You're just going to eat tortillas, man.
Yeah, just to tortillas you for you. For,
I love tortillas, actually. They're really
good. If somebody said, hey, you're going to get $1 million in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, and you shall eat unleavened bread until the 20th day of the first of the month at even, and then you can get that $1 million reward. I'm like, I have fucking no clue what the hell you just said.
And I really want that million.
I want the $1 million, but you got to tell me what you're talking about. Put it in language. What is that? What is this? Spy code?
I know.
This is why I flunked Spy 101.
Oh, God. on purpose?
Well, maybe it was on purpose. I don't know.
Phrasing, yeah.
Phrasing.
12:19. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses, for whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be stranger or born in the land.
I want to know how the hell they would even know. I mean, it's like there's little Ekum Johnny, you know, whatever. And he's like, no one's around. I'm going to eat this leavened bread. Oh, that tastes so good. Oh, okay. I'm going to eat up the last bit of it. And he's like, did you throw out that leavened bread, Evan and Johnny? Yes, I did. I threw it out real good. Who's going to know? Nobody's going to know.
Unless you're anal retentive, no. Nobody.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is the kind of people that this kind of thing appeals to. is the anal retentive people.
Yes.
And people who want to sit there and poke their nose in everybody else's business and make sure that you're doing it all right.
Yep. We're right up against the thing here, but we're going to get in at least we're going to get into number 25, so this way we can make it even for
okay.
us here.
All right.
Let's see, or at least close to even as possible. 12:20, ye shall eat nothing leavened. Nothing leavened for you, soup Nazi. No, sorry. Ye shall eat nothing leavened. In all your habitations shall ye eat unleavened bread. No leavened bread for you.
Well, damn it. 12:21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover.
The lamb is called a Passover? Whoa. Wow. This is
kill the Passover.
Kill the Passover. Kill the wabbit. Kill the wabbit. This is weird. 12:22, and ye shall take a bunch. Okay, I quit. You've broken me, Bible. You've broken me. You take a bunch. 12:22, and ye shall take a bunch of hyssops and dip it. Hyssops. I don't know whatever the hell it is. Hyssops and dip it in the blood that it is in the basin and strike it, and strike. I'm sorry, and I'm adding more syllables again. And strike the intel. Lintel. I'm sorry. That's an L.
The lintel is the top of the door frame.
Oh, right, right. And strike the lintel. Okay, all right. It wasn't capitalized. It looked like a capital I for some reason. And strike the lintel and the two sides posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none for you shall go out of the door of this house until morning. Again, they're marking it down so they know their terrorist friends are going to be able to see it or smell it in that case, because they're putting it along the door frames and then along the top of the door, the top of the door part there. So this way, when they come up, if it's dark enough and they're like in a dark alley, they're probably figuring this out. It's like, hey, it's really dark over by my house. How are you going to tell the blood is across the top of the door frame? If you can't see it, and you might come in and kill my kid by mistake, we'll put it on the door frame as well. Hey, that's a great idea. This way, if we make it smelly enough, then you walk up and go, oh fuck, that's wrong house. This is Bob's house. Can't go in there.
Bob.
Levi Bob.
12:23. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you.
What if they just ran out of? What if they run out of blood and they only got like the top and they got one door frame and it's like the other door frame isn't, it wasn't done.
Over,
it's like I'm out of blood.
You look over and all the little kids are doing finger painting with the blood. Oh, damn it.
That was for the door frame. What are you doing? Now we're all going to die.
Daddy, we're playing Evil God and Destroyer. By the way, the Destroyer.
The Destroyer. He's now called the Destroyer.
And will suffer not the Destroyer to come unto your house to smite you. I think that's what the spirit is usually referred to as the Destroyer. But anyway.
Anyway. Let's see here. 12:24. Yeah, 12:24. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. Dun, dun, dun.
Forever.
Forever.
And ever and ever. Really? Even in heaven?
And ever and ever and ever?
Ever and ever. 12:25, and it shall come to pass when ye come to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service.
Sure. You know, so I would like to have known how many people
on the lentils every time.
Yeah, it makes me wonder how many people were coming out there, were waking up in the middle of the night, and they heard little Johnny getting slaughtered, or little Emily getting slaughtered by somebody coming in their house. And they caught them and they killed them. But that doesn't get, they don't tell about the ones that failed and getting killed, stopping these people from trying to kill their kids.
That's what I've wondered too, is how, if this premise that we are considering is true, then how would that have even worked?
Yeah.
You know,
this is why door locks were invented.
Ninja stealth.
Yeah, they came in the window.
Lights, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they came in the window because apparently God can't come through the wall. He has to come through the door. So we make sure we don't cover the whole house. We have to walk. God's got to walk around the entire house. Where the fuck is the door? Oh, there it is. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I got blood there. Got blood there. Can't go in there.
Maybe they used their stealth skills that they used to sneak out to the sheep pens at night.
Knee pads, Connie. Knee pads.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
We don't want to split blood anywhere near us, though. I'm just saying. But you can split all the word blood you want to on Twitter with us at twitter.com/ABANW podcast. And if you want to split some of those bloody dollars, we'll launder them for you. But you got to send them to Patreon over at patreon.com/ABANDNW. And if you would
I'm pretty sure I can get blood out.
I'll get blood out of that $100 bill.
Cold water, it should work.
It should work, yeah. we'll launder that money for you. And if you want to like us over on Facebook at facebook.com/ABANDNW, just be sure you clean your hands before you hit the like button, because we don't want blood on our thumbs up, because a little blood on the thumbs up makes it look like we've been giving someone the thumb up their butt or something. You know, they like got a little blood on the tip there. You can also find us on abandnw.wordpress.com. That's where our blog is, where you can find links to iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Also, be sure to email us with any questions, comments, love, or hate mail. Send it to tatbanw@gmail.com. That's tatbanw@gmail.com. And be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. Also, please remember to leave us a 5-star rating and write a review for us on iTunes and all those other fine locations. So until next time, this has been The Atheist,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, The Podcast.